From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Violence has erupted in Nairobi's slum on Saturday morning after incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta was confirmed as the nation's president on Friday. Reuters reporter Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
At least 11 people are believed to have been killed by police, including a young girl in Mathari who a neighbour said was caught by sporadic shots. The opposition on Saturday accused security forces of killing more than 100 people, but the party didn't offer any proof. The unrest is in areas loyal to opposition leader Raila Odinga, whose party is rejecting the results of Tuesday's vote.
Many Kenyans fear a repeat of the violence that followed the 2007 contested election, when about 1,200 people were killed and hundreds of thousands displaced. President Donald Trump on Saturday blamed many sides for the violent clashes between protesters and white supremacists in the city of Charlottesville in Virginia.
The hate and the division must stop, and must stop right now.
Mayor Michael Singer said he was disgusted with the white nationalists that had come to his town and blamed President Trump, saying, quote, "I am not going to make any bones about it. I place the blame for a lot of what you're seeing in America today right on the doorstep of the White House and the people around the president," end quote. At least three people are dead in the clashes. Venezuela's government is rejecting U.S. President Donald Trump's talk of a potential military option to resolve the country's political crisis, calling it the most egregious act of belligerence against Venezuela in a century and a threat to Latin America's stability. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping reiterated their mutual commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. The pair said in a statement, the recent adoption of a new United Nations Security Council resolution regarding North Korea was an important and necessary step toward achieving peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Friday, President Trump said if Kim Jong-un uttered one more threat,
he will truly regret it. And he will regret it fast.
The president's warnings on Friday came hours after China said it would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil. At least 30 children have died in the past 48 hours due to lack of oxygen in a government hospital in India's northern Gorakhpur district. District Magistrate Rajiv Ratila said most deaths were reported from the neonatal and pediatric wards of the Baba Rajhev Das Medical College.
The arrangement of liquid oxygen at the medical college was disrupted last night. We immediately contacted the principal of the medical college, who said the vendor who supplied the oxygen withdrew the supply owing to non-payment of a pending amount.
A high-level magisterial probe has been ordered into the incident. Pakistan's army says terrorists have targeted a military truck with a bomb, killing 8 soldiers and 7 civilians in the southwestern city of Quetta. A military statement Saturday says the bomb also wounded 25 people, including 15 civilians. It says incendiary explosives were used in the blast that sparked fires in nearby vehicles. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. German Chancellor Angela Merkel opened the final phase of her election campaign Saturday with a focus on her record, emphasizing the economic growth and prosperity achieved during her dozen years at the helm as she seeks a fourth term. She told the assembled crowd she hoped to achieve full employment, a rate below 3%, by 2025. The rate hit as high as 12.6% in 2005 and was most recently at 5.6% in July. The Perseid meteor shower peaks every year about this time as the Earth passes debris from the Swift-Tuttle comet, but this year the annual shower will come about a week before a total solar eclipse. Experts predict the shower will peak overnight between Saturday into Sunday, though the Perseids could be a bit harder to see this year with a nearly full moon. Typical rates are about 80 meteors per hour, but last year the rate was 150 to 200 meteors per hour. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.